Lesson 6C, Exercises 3 and 4.
Continuing our season on famous female explorers, today we're going to look at the extraordinary journey made in the mid-1890s by a woman known as Annie Londonderry. The trip was the result of an argument between two affluent Boston businessmen over whether a woman would be capable of supporting herself financially while cycling around the world unaccompanied. The pair stipulated a time limit of 15 months, fixed the income to be earned at $5,000, and put up $10,000 in prize money to be awarded if their specifications were met. They then set out to find a volunteer. The challenge was accepted by 24-year-old Annie Kopchowski, who had been Annie Cohen before getting married and taking her husband's name. Annie was given a bicycle and earned her first $100 in sponsorship from the Londonderry Lithia Spring Water Company by hanging a placard with their name on it on her bike. Then it was time to go. Annie wasn't new to travel. As a young girl, she had crossed Europe and the Atlantic Ocean with her family to emigrate from Latvia to the United States. However, she was new to cycling and only took it up just before she set off. At the time, cycling was very popular, especially with women, as it gave them more freedom to go where they liked. The only problem was what they should wear when perched in the saddle. Many people thought cycling unsuitable for women and scorned the loose trousers that had been designed to make it easier. Undeterred by the controversy and possibly encouraged by it, Annie leapt at the chance to ride a bike. Of course, there was the added incentive that she stood to win $10,000 if she completed the challenge. Annie's trip did not start well. On the 27th of June, 1894, the small young woman set off from Boston on a bicycle that weighed nearly half as much as her. She was wearing a long skirt and a high-collared jacket, and she carried with her a change of clothes and a pearl-handled pistol. It took her 3 months to reach Chicago, at which point she realized that she wasn't going to be able to continue unless she made some drastic changes. Swapping her bike for one that was 10 kilograms lighter and exchanging her skirt for trousers, she cycled back the way she had come, going on to New York. There, she boarded a ship bound for France and continued her trip by sea. The challenge did not specify a minimum cycling distance, so she sailed from place to place, completing day trips on her bike at each stop on the voyage. In this way, she visited, among other places, Egypt, Yemen, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, and Japan, before landing in San Francisco on the 23rd of March, 1895. As well as the travelling, there was also the question of raising the $5,000 stipulated in the challenge. Unlike the cycling, this is where Annie excelled. Before setting off, she had worked for a newspaper selling advertising space. During her trip, she sold advertising space on her bike. On top of that, she gave lectures about her adventures at every port she visited, exaggerating dangers, inventing wild stories that captivated the media and heightened her popularity. One such tale involved hunting tigers in India with German royalty, when she had never been to the country, let alone met princes. She also gave cycling demonstrations and sold promotional photos of herself, charging for autographs. All of this helped to make her an international sensation and filled the bags on her bike with cash. Once Annie was back in the US, she still had 6 months to get back to Boston. She rode her bike much of the way and took the train when the roads were too muddy. On the 12th of September, 1895, she arrived back in Chicago, where she collected her $10,000 prize before heading home to Boston, arriving there on the 24th of September. The following month, she published an account of her exploits in the New York World, entitled "The Most Extraordinary Journey Ever Undertaken by a Woman." Although she completed most of her trip with her bicycle rather than on it, the headline seems to have been fairly accurate. So, that's the story of Annie Londonderry. Next week, we're going to look at...